This is a situation that seems to present itself all too often these days, where a couple come to Hong Kong. The main breadwinner happens to be the husband. He gets an employment visa sponsored by his employer. In the wake of the legal marriage, the spouse is able to secure a dependent visa, and the dependent visa then affords the wife, in this instance, the ability to take up employment with any employer under any terms and conditions without actually getting consent of the immigration department. And the couple then find themselves with lives in Hong Kong where they're both working. And then, for one reason or another, the main breadwinner, in this instance the husband, finds himself without a job. And because he's the sponsor of the dependent visa which the wife is holding, and because he doesn't have a job now and the sponsorship of his employment visa is effectively ended at the point of his employment terminating, as their visas come up for expiry, the question's begged as to what they can do in light of the fact that the husband doesn't have a sponsor for his employment visa any longer. What can they do to maintain their residence in Hong Kong? Well, in a situation where we've got a set of facts like we have on this question, where the wife is manifestly a professional and she's working for a Hong Kong employer and she's been working for the Hong Kong employer for a reasonable period of time, typically sort of more than 12 months, and the work that she's doing falls within the class of professionals for the purposes of the general employment policy, then it's possible to make an application to the immigration department to have the husband relinquish his employment visa and secure a dependent visa through the promulgation of an application by the wife to adjust her immigration status from dependent visa through to sponsored employment visa. And on the basis that the wife can pass the approvability test in the context of the work that she does, such that she does possess special skills, knowledge and experience of value to not readily available in Hong Kong, and that the employer is justified in engaging her services as opposed to those of a local person. The mere fact that she's been doing the work, if she's a professional, tends to mean that the immigration department are happy to go through the motions of adjusting the dependent visa through to sponsored employment. And with it, following in her wake, would be the husband adjusting his immigration status from employment through to sponsored dependent, sponsored by his wife in this instance. So, yes, this scenario is completely doable. It takes approximately 6 weeks to finalise, and you approach the application as though, principally, it's an employment visa application, and on the application form ID990A, you include the application for a dependent visa for the husband and indicate that there's an adjustment in status requested from sponsored employment through to dependent. So apart from a little bit of fancy footwork with the paperwork, process is just like a completely new employment visa application where there is a sponsored dependent in tow. And as I say, I think in the circumstances as presented in your situation, I think the Immigration Department would be more than happy to allow you to achieve that immigration outcome.